Ask Alex today, we've got Bethany who has an issue with a coworker.
Yeah, her coworker Lillian has been taking her breast pump at work. The thing is, Lillian ain't breastfeeding. She doesn't even have kids. Why would she be using a coworker's breast pump? These are the questions that we're going to ask Lillian herself tomorrow when Bethany and we confront her by calling her up. But until tomorrow, I don't know, we kind of want to know what you thought.
Also, an important question you might have forgot. Alex is cool. You can't remember at all. Another thing we'd like to answer this morning is it possible for a woman to come back to work after having a baby and she's lactating to make other women kind of cycle up? And they also start producing milk. Is that phenomenon possible?
I don't think so.
Yes or no? Please, at least one person call in and let us know that too. Very important. Chrissy on the Joe and Alex show.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up? You think this is kind of weird?
I think it's really weird. I have like an almost 5-year-old and 2-year-old, and I pumped the first year for both of them. And you have to be like so careful about that stuff. Like you have to wash it in hot water. You have to clean everything out every day. You have to. You don't want, like, germs in it. You don't want, I mean, you know, this is a bodily fluid.
Right.
And your infant is eating it.
Ew.
And so they can only, you know, like, until they're 6 months, you know, that's really all they're supposed to have. And so even if she's, like, just touching it with her hands or something and there's germs on it, like, it just would freak me out. Like,
that's gross.
I don't know that I would want to use it after I knew she had it. Or use that milk, which is, oh my God, that
our
is
breasts,
awful.
For here's the thing, though. Like, we don't know. We assume she's not pregnant. Are breast pumps expensive? Is that maybe why?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A lot of insurances now with Obamacare, whether you like it or not, provide that in the hospital. With my second child, I got one free through the hospital.
Hmm. Okay.
But if you go to buy them, they're a couple $100, a good one.
Okay,
thanks
cool.
for calling.
So, and who did she say did that? Like, what president?
Obama!
All right, cool. Thank you for that. Let's go to line number 2 this morning and say hi to Brianna. You're saying don't do it. Like what? Don't call up her coworker or use a breast pump?
Yeah, don't call up her coworker.
Why?
I feel like that would be so bad, especially for Bethany having to go back to work to that.
Yeah,
I
She said, though, that she's not working tomorrow. She said that she doesn't work till Monday, so that gives them, like, 3 days to be apart and let the dust settle.
Oh, so that'll clear everything up. The weekend will just, it'll be fine?
Well, potentially.
All right, Brianna, but so you think it's a bad idea, then? Don't do it.
Yeah. I think Bethany needs to talk to her boss or manager and watch the videos of Lillian or whatever her name is take the breast milk, because, honestly, that's so sketchy. You have no, like, she has no idea what that lady is doing with her breast milk. She could be putting something in it. Like, I hope she dumped her breast milk out.
Okay, well, listen to this tweet.
What if she's poisoning the baby? Oh, my God, thank you.
Listen to this tweet that we just got from Dean. So, Dean just tweeted us and said, I missed the first part of the segment. Are they using fake names? Because I'm pretty sure this is happening in my office for real. I am not joking when I say I'm about to ask a coworker if she is Bethany. Listen, Dean, don't ask, because if she did use a fake name with us, this may ruin the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she might get, like, freaked out that people are going to find out that it was her that called in or whatever and then not want to go through with it tomorrow. And we want to find out.
Dean, call us right now. We'll talk to you off there in 1 second. 317-239-1009.
I don't want them to, you know, I don't want that
I know,
to ruin
but I,
the process.
I want to know more about Dean off air. I want to find out if he can call through.
Sometimes people might use fake names, but that's because they want to be able to talk freely without their identity being discovered.
Anonymous on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this breast pump possibly being taken by Bethany's coworker?
I do have 2 kids, and it is possible for another woman to lactate.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Especially if she does have kids and has ever breastfed in her life.
She said Lillian doesn't have kids and doesn't breastfeed.
Well, she said especially, though. So does that mean if you don't have kids, like, it could still happen?
Some women it can.
Wow!
No way!
And pumping will only make it worse. She will only lactate more. So, that's a very real possibility. But the other thing that she needs to think about is there are other things that she could be doing with that breast pump.
What?
For example, nipple stimulation.
Ooh.
What do you mean, like, for pleasure?
Yes.
No way. Nobody's going to be using it for that.
My doctor, to help induce labor, suggested doing just that. Because it does do things to the female body.
So she really needs to sanitize that. She needs to get a hold of management, and she needs to get that stopped now.
Hey, Anonymous.
Before something gets pushed to the baby.
Just on the side, you're talking about stimulation. Does this work on a guy, too?
That one, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay.
We got a really interesting comment on Facebook from Elizabeth. She says, this happened to me. What happened was the coworker was jealous of the time that I was taking to go pump. So like, kind of like, you know, how people that are non-smokers don't like how smokers get to go outside all the time.
You don't
even
work.
So she's saying her coworker literally would take her breast pump so that she could use the excuse, say, I need to pump, when she wasn't, just so she could have time away from her desk. That is insane.
Wow. All right. Yeah, no, I agree on that one. Aubrey on the Joe and Alex show, what do you think about the situation?
Yeah, I was going to say what the last caller just said, that a lot of women, because the breast pump mechanism will, like, stimulate your nipples.
Yes.
So I was just saying that she could be taking it for 5 or 6 minutes to go have a little nipple stimulation time at work.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is really gross.
Oh,
it's
my
really
gosh.
Gross. But, yes, also, yeah, I have had 2 kids, and in between having kids, when I'm around my friends who are breastfeeding, I will also start lactating again.
Holy
so
crap.
It happens.
Well, we're
going
to find out. We're going to ask all these questions to Lillian tomorrow. Bethany said she's down with it. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to break this case down.
Thank you, Aubrey.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope it's not something gross.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine though, actually hearing that right there? Like you're at work and you hear.
Oh, yes.
Okay.